Romans 8:15. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Today we will look at Romans chapter 8, verse 15. The prodigal son wasted his inheritance on wild living, but decided to go back home to his father. He was going to tell his father that he was no longer worthy to be called his son, but was willing to be a servant in his father's household. However, when he was almost home, his father ran to him, hugged him, and welcomed him back as a son, not as a slave. This is what God did for us when we turned from our sins and believed in Jesus. Nevertheless, some people who believe in Jesus sometimes feel more like slaves than sons. Many cannot pray, Papa, and do not understand the Father heart of God. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Romans 8:15. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery that returns you to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption to sonship, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The first meditation question is, why do some people live in fear and feel like slaves, even though they believe in Jesus? Many people feel guilty and unworthy, like the prodigal son, before returning to his father. They feel that they should be condemned for their sins and failures. They try to do what is right, to keep the law, but fail. They do not really grasp the grace of the cross or the truth that they are sons and daughters of God. They carry the heavy burdens of keeping the law and doing religious works to be accepted by God. Also, some people think that God is an angry dictator who is ready to judge them whenever they fail. Slaves lived in constant fear of being scolded, beaten, or sold by their masters. People who live trying to attain righteousness by keeping the law share the same spirit of fear of failing or being condemned for their mistakes. They relate to God out of fear, obligation, and the fear of punishment. They feel inadequate and that they can never gain God's approval. But Paul wrote that we did not receive the spirit of slavery that returns you to fear. Just like the prodigal son, our Father loves us, forgives us, and welcomes us into his family as sons and daughters, not as slaves, and without condemnation. One huge reason people live in fear and feel like slaves when they think about following God is having a broken relationship with the earthly father. Many people have fathers who are angry and violent. They did not express the love and mercy of God or Father. Most men do not know how to be fathers because their own fathers were not good fathers. God's plan is for fathers to reveal his heart and his love to their children so that children will grow up knowing what God is like. One of Satan's stratagems is to destroy fathers and fatherhood, which destroys children, families, and the image of our Father in heaven. Ultimately, this leads to the breakdown of society. The second meditation question is, what is the spirit of sonship? Do you know that you are God's son or daughter and have the freedom to pray to God as your papa or daddy? Explain your answer. The translation we are using in this study says, you receive the spirit of adoption to sonship. Some translations say, you receive the spirit of sonship. Essentially, these have the same meaning. In Christ, we have been made sons and daughters of God with the full privileges as children of God. The Spirit assures us that we are indeed children of God, part of God's own dearly beloved family. The Spirit of God assures and confirms in our hearts that we are God's children of God. And the Spirit of God helps us to understand the greatness of the Father's love for us. The spirit of sonship means we understand that God is a loving Father, that we are His dearly beloved children, and that we are secure in His love. Jesus taught us how to pray in Matthew 7:7-11, based on knowing the Father's heart. He told us to ask, seek, and knock with confidence and even boldness, because we know that our Father in heaven loves to give good gifts to His children. He said, if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? What is Jesus trying to say to me from this verse? This is what I wrote. You are my son, not a slave. Enjoy being my son. Look to me and call me dad. I delight in you and want to fellowship with you and to bless you just as you desire with your sons. Let's pray. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Papa. Thank you for making me your son so that I do not have to strive to be accepted by you. Thank you that your plans and purposes for me are the best, and thank you for all the good gifts you have given me. Amen. And again, I want to encourage you to share the word with your sharing partners, written in Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.